Jim, how are you?
Pretty good, Tony. How about you this morning?
I'm doing very well. When I first saw the story, it seems a little humorous, but it also kind of ticked me off a little bit because, you know, I get our state, and when I saw it, your story's titled, "Hey, Wisconsin, keep your mitts off of our mitten." Apparently, Wisconsin's trying to steal our marketing idea, and some folks aren't happy about it.
Well, I guess when all you got is cheese, you have to come up with something to sell your steak, right? No, they, you know, this is their winter marketing campaign, and it was discovered actually by the Kalamazoo Gazette. They did a story on earlier this week that revealed that Wisconsin has suddenly put a mitten over an image of their state and are inviting people to come, you know, have fun in the snow. But that's our image, you know, that's our mitten, and they stole it. So the article was just an attempt to have a little fun with it, but also to say that Michiganders are a little protective of our mitten.
Any reaction from those folks?
Oh, yeah, lots of reaction from people in Michigan. I mean, I haven't gotten that kind of response to a story in a pretty good while. You know, people... you know, the story I wrote was kind of lighthearted and snarky and took some shots at Wisconsin in a good-natured kind of way, and people liked that, and they felt like we were sticking up for Michigan in the free press. So I got a lot of positive response, and at the same time, it's just like you. People are like, well, there's sort of a serious threat here. Isn't that sort of a copyright infringement by Wisconsin? So I don't think anything is going to happen other than a lot of lighthearted poking at each other. But the chambers of commerce in both states have issued statements about, you know, that we're the real mitten and Wisconsin is the left-hand mitten and all that. But it's all in good fun, I think.
I thought some of the comments were just hilarious in your story. Wisconsin is French for "wish we lived in Michigan." Wish they had a better case for E.T.'s head. People in Wisconsin must really have ugly hands. And yeah. Our favorite is the "so sophistication." Bullcrap, Wisconsin, you get cheese, and that's it.
I also pointed out in the article their mitten looks like a it would cover a hand that was minus three fingertips and had a spike for a thumb. So they're really pushing it when they try to make their state look like a mitten.
And, you know, for the money they spent, they probably didn't realize they'd get this much advertising for their money.
Yeah, think about it. It's probably good for Wisconsin, right? I mean, they've picked up all this free front. I mean, they got the front page in the Detroit Free Press. What more could you want? Mm-hmm. And it didn't cost them a dime. So maybe it's orchestrated. Maybe we should be talking about how subversive Wisconsin is as well.
Jim, before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I wouldn't ask you about what's going on in Detroit. Dave Bing's having a heck of a time, it seems, getting the fiscal portion of that city in order. And he's getting a lot of pushback. He needs concessions from the unions. Just as someone, you know, and a journalist looking in, tell us about this story.
Well, it's a complicated mess. You know, the city's running out of money. There's a lot of political issues at hand. Detroiters do not want the state to come in and tell them how to run the city. At the same time, you know, people haven't gotten their act together enough to stabilize the economy in Detroit. And we're going to run out of money by spring, apparently. Rick Snyder's got his guys in here. Going through, you know, under the auspices of State Treasurer Andy Dillon, going through the books in Detroit. That's the first step toward an emergency financial manager. That scares a lot of people in the city, obviously, because that means the state is taking control and your elected officials are no longer doing what the people elected them to do. So it's a big, scary issue down here. I think Dave Bing is walking a real fine line between allowing people to come in and take over, because, you know, they do need concessions from the unions. They do need everyone on all sides to cooperate, and I think you saw at the last minute everybody came together. The big question, you know, from people like me and people who live in the city is, what took you so long? So hopefully it's not too late. people can compromise, come together, and come up with a solution to what's really been a really vexing problem here.
And you can go to freep.com and pull up Jim Schaefer's interview about Wisconsin and keep your mitts off of our mitten. Thanks so much, Jim. Enjoy your weekend.
Hey, Tony. It's always good to be here. You too. Have a good weekend.